This is The Jolt.
The Jolt.
Jolt. With Larry Flick, where you hear tomorrow's hits
today.
I'm Larry Flick.
Yes, me,
Larry Flick, on The Jolt, Sirius XM, out Q108. Our toll-free number is 866-305-6887. You know that we are good pals with the rather notorious but really lovely Tracy Lords. I say she's notorious because she had a pretty fiery, infamous career as an adult performer before she was a full adult. And since then, she's really remarkably transformed herself into an actor and a music artist. And if you have never read her 2005 autobiography, Tracy Lords, Underneath It All, you really should. It is as bare bones raw as a book can get. And, you know, it's interesting because she was raised in Steubenville, Ohio, and she talks about how she was raped at the age of 10. Wow. And in her mind, that was a precursor to her foray into adult entertainment. As you know, if you've been following the news, there's this dreadful, brutal case of a young girl who was raped in Steubenville when she was drunk, and obviously this is all alleged. And there was a YouTube video of a seemingly unconscious girl being dragged from one room to the next, with reports of her being sexually assaulted, not by one but by three different parties. Just shocking and horrible. Well, obviously, as this story has unfolded, Tracy, who we've asked to come visit with us on the air, and she was unavailable this morning, but we're hoping she'll call in or stop by sometime over the next few days, had a very, very powerful, visceral reaction to this story and this case. And she wrote this interesting thing that her friends sent over to me, where she talks about how she shies away from talking about news events because when you've had a controversial life, the general public will pull out their blades.
And almost disavow you sometimes.
Exactly. And so she thought twice, three times, four times about speaking out about this Steubenville rape case that involves this young girl who was violated. There's no way you can... I know it's all still going to court, but how could you not look at the video and think heinous, crazy things? And so she thought about this and thought about it long and hard. She was inspired, as a lot of creative people are, to make music about it. And she thought about sharing it. She went to her mother, and she said, "What do you think?" And her mother, according to what I have in front of me, according to the notes I have in front of me, took a deep breath and said, "They're still doing it."
Wow.
And that's when Tracy Lord's mother said that she had been raped.
Wow.
As a young girl in Steubenville.
Wow.
So you can draw your own conclusions. They're not ours for you to draw for you. But what I do want to do is share a piece of music that's not available anywhere that Tracy Lord sent over for us to share with you. It's powerful stuff. It's hold on, let me just swivel over to my trusty internet screen. You know how I love to do this, Keith Rice. It's one of my favorite things to do. And share this music with you. I'm pleased that Tracy trusted us with this before anyone else has had a chance to hear it. And the power of music. It will say sometimes what you're not able to say yourself. Have a listen. This is called Steubenville by Tracy Lords.
I've been running with the crazies my whole life. I've been pushing up the daisies. I'm still all right.